And as we join together here in the Beit of our Abba, to bless, to praise, to worship you for all that you have done, as we bow down before you, this scripture truth, revelation tonight, we ask you to strengthen us all, Almighty Yahweh, to help us in the endeavor to please you, as we seek your counsel above all things. We ask you to strengthen the resolve, the purpose of our love, that we above all things would desire to please you. That there will be nothing in our minds and all of him that would distract us from complying to all that you command us to do and to obey. And so give us direction this night as we all stand before you, as we bow in your presence. For we need your help, Almighty Yahweh. We need the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, the strength of Almighty Yah. So we ask you this night to endow us with your power, the HaKodesh Ruah, that we may stand as righteous seed of the Most High. We ask you to touch your people that are scattered throughout every nation, in this nation and the nations around the world. You will feed them with the food that is convenient for their souls. Help us, Almighty Yahweh. We need it tonight. We need to be fortified by your strength. Do you declare that when we are in opposition against the wicked one, we sense our strength evading us? That you command us to declare that we that are weak, we must declare the strength of Almighty Yahweh. We declare that strength tonight. The assurance of your word. For every word that you have spoken is established. We trust that and we believe you. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are under such tremendous opposition and pressure in this hour. Those that need a piece of bread, a morsel of bread, and some water to drink, a little food, as we're reminded of men like Pastor Babu and Pastor Yakahanan and Elder Martin there in Nigeria. These precious men that have such a tremendous responsibility as they feed the sheep with the food of the Ruah and also the natural food that is needed in those countries that are so poverty, such poverty and the entrapment of poverty and all kinds of things that bring them under bondage. We need the deliverance in this nation that our minds are bound. We do not have the liberty of the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. So I pray for the house of Israel, the precious seed of the remnant, you touch and bless. We ask you, all those that are listening tonight and that will hear this broadcast, we ask you to strengthen them and to bless them, to cause their love to be enriched, to be enlightened with the power of your strength and truth. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, and the hope of the whole house of Yahweh. Strengthen us, touch us all, open our ears to hear what the Ruah speaks. We shall bless you and esteem you above all things. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you, Almighty Yah, and all of his people cried hallelujah. Aleluia, Yahweh. For your mercies are forever, Almighty Yah. We ask you to bless your manservant tonight, that he may speak with clarity to the heart of Israel, that your people may hear and understand, that they may see and perceive, and that they may understand and acknowledge that all thing, all inspiration of your truth is given by you. And will cause the Levim to cry out in a deeper way, in a deeper depth. Because we need that depth of you, Almighty God. We can never have that unless we receive the Ruah of the Spirit, Yahshua HaMashiach. We need that, God. So help us all tonight. We do pray for the Ruth Ada, that you touch her mouth. Yahshua's mighty name be the healing force and the healing power. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. And all of his people cried hallelujah. Well. Hallelujah. Well. Look to your neighbor and say, I bless you because of Yahshua HaMashiach. For that is the will of Yah. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. What an excellent time that Yahweh has granted unto Israel, that he shall make known his pure covenant with the true seeds. And the people shall know him. They will know what expectation that they have of him. And they will understand the expectation that he has of them. We're living in one of the most cataclysmic times upon the face of the earth. And unless we know Almighty Yahweh, we will never know what he is able to perform. And his word teaches us that he is able to perform all things that he has spoken in the inspired word. We have this pseudo-type religion today, that the mindset of a people that they want Yahweh to perform things that are outside the context of his covenant relationship with his people. And he shall never do that, irregardless to how or what they expect of him. He is bound by what he has spoken unto Israel, and he shall perform all those things. Now the question to us tonight, is Yahweh able to perform? And why isn't he performing in our lives? Now I want to begin this teaching, this exhortation of the word of Almighty Yah tonight, to let us know and that we may understand why we cannot see the performance of Yahweh in our lives. Now we can articulate ourselves and make believe that we sense a grander performance of Almighty Yahweh. And if that is the case, we would see the evidence of fruit and the strength of Almighty Yahweh in our lives. And when he is not performing in our lives, then we will sense this weakness, this lethargyness, that we are not able to move in his Ruah, to move at his direction, his commands and the instructions of Almighty Yah. Now there's a reason why his promises or what we see in the word of Yahweh is not being very fruitful in our lives. And I want to begin in scripture in the book of Romans. Because I want to show us the inhibitors, the things that inhibit us from moving into this excellent power of Almighty Yahweh. And there's a reason why Scripture tells us why we cannot see or understand the power of Almighty Yahweh to perform what he has spoken in the Word. And when one performs something, they are able to carry it out. They are able to accomplish the purpose and the intent of what thing they have laid forth. We know that Yahweh has laid the foundations of the earth, And he has laid the foundations of all things. Why is it that we cannot see or sense the performance of Almighty Yahweh? We do not understand or realize either if he is even performing in our lives. Now there's a reason why, and there are inhibitors that cause us not to understand or sense the performance of Almighty Yahweh. Jaul says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 19. I want to begin reading there in chapter 4, verse 19. This is a detailed analogy of Abraham. Yahweh spoke unto him, and the resolve that he had in his life. It says in Romans chapter 4, verse 9, and Abraham, he was not weak in the emunah, or the faith of Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation that is very weak in the faith. This is a generation that doesn't consider what Yahweh has already done. It is a generation that is very weak. It does not and it do not have the character of the strength of the faith of Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. And yet this generation, the seed of Almighty Yahweh, it does not possess this character. And yet Abraham was not weak in the emunah, the faith of Almighty Yah. He considered not his own body. And that is the thing that dictates to us, isn't it? Our own personal feelings and emotions, our own physical ability or restraint. We base all things concerning Yahweh upon our physical prowess. Yet Abraham had no power to even function in the physical sense, whereby Yahweh said that would come out of his loins. He was not weak concerning what Yahweh had spoken. He considered what Yahweh had spoken unto him because he knew that he was faithful to perform. It says, even though that his body was dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider those circumstances that were not even capable of accomplishing or producing anything at all, unless it was by the strength of Almighty Yahweh. Now I will say this to us, we are not able to produce the faith of Almighty Yah unless we have the seed that he has sown in our life. If we do not have that, we do not have the power to believe, to trust, or even to rely upon him. And so when we do not rely upon him, we rely upon our own physical prowess, our own physical stamina or strength of our own physical power. Abraham knew that he was beyond the power to produce. But yet the word of Yahweh, the seed of life, is able to produce. If we will allow the living power of the word of Yahweh to seed in our life, we will begin to see the mighty miraculous power of Yahweh in our lives. That we can walk circumspectly before him, not defying the Torah truth and sinning willfully before Almighty Yahweh. Because Yahshua HaMashiach is the living power of Almighty Yahweh's Torah. And he did not sin. He did not sin at all. And by the power of the spoken word of Almighty Yahweh, the third day he was resurrected from the grave. The chains of death could not hold him down. And yet Yahweh was able to perform that, to begin a work, and he was able to accomplish the work. Now we are subsided because we are trying to operate in flesh and trying to move in the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. It is never going to work. It is one thing that the flesh must be brought to the impelling death, whereby it will not rise up against the truth, the seed of Almighty Yahweh. We will see our minds begin to diametrically oppose what Scripture says. It will begin to question Scripture as the validity as it applies to you. Now we only question the things of Almighty Yahweh when they apply to us. when it is directly confronting me. But if it's dealing with some stranger or someone else, then it doesn't necessarily deal with you. The word of Yahweh, He speaks. His word is meant for His house. To correct, to instruct, to teach, to discipline, to rebuke, to admonish, to exalt, to esteem. That is what the word of Yahweh is for. Every word that He has spoken unto us is to build us up in the power of His Emunah to believe Him. So Abraham did not consider the external things. He did not consider the physical limitation of his own physical being. Now we are constrained by that. And the reason we are constrained by our physical assessments is because we rely upon our flesh. We rely upon the strength of our flesh and not upon the power of the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. Look what he says in verse 20. Because he did not consider his own flesh, he staggered not. Do you hear that? When one begins to stagger, they began to separate themselves with this spirit of hostility. And I'm quite sure that we have never staggered at the word of Almighty Yahweh. And we became hostile toward what He has spoken to us. And it implies that Abraham was not hostile toward what Yahweh had spoken unto him. We are a people that are very hostile when it comes to any form of Yahweh correcting us. We are very hostile against Almighty Yah. And the reason we are because we don't believe that Yahweh corrects us. If He is our Abba, then He is going to correct us. So he did, first of all, he did not stagger. He did not go back. He did not become hostile against Yahweh. And say, do you mock me, Almighty Yah? Considering my age and the womb of Sarah. And yet you know that unless you do it, it is beyond the limitations of our physical ability to do it. It is one thing that we must realize that our physical strength, it has no power at all. The strength is relying upon what the word of Yahweh says. Because in our physical ability, we are not able to go make ourselves rich. We cannot produce the health. Our health and wealth, our riches, they all come from Yahweh. They are not by the measure of our physical strength and our physical ability. So Abraham did not stagger at what Yahweh said. And we are a generation that staggers. We are hostile against Yahweh. We are hostile against His word. We form this hostile mentality against what He speaks. And Abraham did not form that kind of mindset. First of all, he did not stagger at the promise of Almighty Yahweh through unbelief. When a man doesn't trust Yahweh, he staggers. When a man has no confidence in Almighty Yah, he will be hostile toward Him. He will reject, he will resent any form that he calls an intrusion into his life by the one that created him. So that unbelief did not creep into the heart of Abraham to cause him to stagger. And when one allows that spirit in their life, they will stagger continuously at the promise and the promises of Almighty Yahweh. They have no comprehension of confidence in Almighty Yah to believe what He says, to have confidence in it, and to wait on what He said and promised as Abraham did. That is why we have this mindset today that is driven by the natural proclivity. It is not driven by the word of Yahweh. The mind is not being directed into the paths, into the mindset that Yahweh intends for us to walk in. There was a time that those that are this mind control theology, that it would take 70 years to transform a generation into the mindset that you want them to think through their manipulation of television, radio, and any form of medium. And now they have reduced it to 5 years. They can cause a generation to go into any direction that they want them to go in. Yahweh has done something more profound than that. He commands us to let that mind, the mind that pleased Him, that was in Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, that we permit that mind as well to be in us. And that mind doesn't stagger with unbelief. That is not a mind that is hostile against Yahweh. And when we began to stagger, we began to sense a resentment toward Him. We began to sense a hostility toward Him. And we would become very hostile toward any form of word that Yahweh speaks to us. So Abraham did not allow that seed to manifest in him. One of unbelief, one of doubt, a mistrust of Almighty Yahweh, he believed Yahweh. Look at the conclusion of this. But he was strong in Emunah, he was strong in the faith, giving honor to Almighty Yahweh. He knew that Yahweh was able to perform. He knew that Yahweh was able to do all things that He had spoken. Verse 21, and Abraham being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. He was fully convinced. He was persuaded that what Yahweh had promised, he was able to carry it out, to establish it, that we may see the end, to see the performance of Yahweh in our lives. The mindset today is not fully persuaded. Because we are not fully persuaded that the power of this hope in Yahshua HaMashiach, it has no relevance to us at all. Because it is based upon unbelief. And we cannot please Yahweh without having the Emunah that He has placed in us. And when we find ourselves in that predicament, we will begin to slide backwards. We will stagger. We'll become very resentful toward Him. His Torah will become a very resentful thing. And we find that that is the composition of this generation. It is one that is very hostile toward Almighty Yah. Because we do not believe that He is able to perform. We do not believe that Yahweh is able to perform. He showed us a mighty performance. Then HaMashiach declared that on the third day, I shall rise again. There's no power upon the face of the earth that is able to confine me, because the living word of Almighty Yahweh says that I shall rise again. Now this is the promise of Almighty Yahweh. 3 days and 3 nights, and he shall be resurrected. And he brought about a magnificent performance in the resurrection of that physical body, of Yahshua HaMashiach, by the power of the living word. The words, they are Ruah, they are spirit, and the word of Yahweh is life. And because we stagger at what He speaks to us, we can never recognize the power of life in every word that He speaks to us. It is the word of purity and strength. And the word of Yahweh is the healing, the health to our navel. Because we stagger, because we are hostile against Yahweh through the spirit of unbelief, we can never sense the performance of Yahweh in our lives. And so we began to wander like a drunken man, staggering, trying to find some place of shalom, trying to find comfort in everything except the promises of Almighty Yahweh. There is where the seed of Yisrael find the hope of Almighty Yahweh and what He has spoken, what He has said. And the prophets, the Nabis, will expound upon the power of revelation of that truth. That is what Yahshua did. He was the chief Shalishiyam. He was the head of all prophets and apostles. And every word that He spoke, it was the living character of Almighty Yahweh. Is He able to perform the things in our lives that He has promised? And we move ourselves outside of the realm of this corrupt, vile, evil, seductive thing that is enmity against Him, that is called flesh. We began to see the performance of Almighty Yahweh in our lives. Until we impel it, until we bring it down, we'll rise not up against the promises of the word of Almighty Yah. It will cause us to walk in doubt and unbelief, and we will stagger continuously, and we will never sense or see the performance of Almighty Yahweh. He is able to perform all things that He has spoken. As He said unto Jeremiah, He says, now I want you to understand the power of this vision and what things shall come to pass. And He says, I want to seal this with a certain. He says, I will hasten, I will watch over my word. I will watch over it, Jeremiah. I will stand at guard. I will preserve it. It shall be the preservation of your life. And I will also perform everything that I have spoken, that is written in the beginning, whereby the words that you will speak and write, I will perform all of it. These are examples. They are written for us to understand the performance of Almighty Yahweh. And we don't realize what He is able to do, because He has shown us what He has done, that we will never trust Him. We will never have that faith, that emunah, like Abraham. Although in his physical stamina, he knew that it was impossible. But with Almighty Yahweh, it is possible. Because if He speaks to Israel, He speaks it to perform it. And what He has spoken unto us, He is going to perform it. If we continue to stagger, we will never see Yahweh performing the things in our lives that must be performed. That He brings us into the perfect understanding of His Torah, His Word, His way of life, His truth. That we be the dynamicism or the power of His Word in living vessels, that men will see the power of Almighty Yahweh in us, because they will know that it is He being manifested in us. He is the one that performs. He is the one that put breath in us. He is the one that gives us life. He is the one that causes your members to move and causes your body to function the way it should function. Almighty Yahweh did that. And that alone should give us some understanding of His ability to perform all things as He has spoken. As He has spoken unto Israel. Is He able to perform in our lives? Why is His power inhibited? Because we stagger through unbelief. We don't trust Almighty Yahweh. We doubt the authenticity of the living Word. And so we find ourselves opposed to Him instead of submitting. It says, Abraham gave honor. He began to esteem Almighty Yahweh. He began to exalt Him. He began to lift Him up. He began to recognize the ability of Almighty Yah. That's what He did. He gave honor because He knew that He was faithful. He was able to perform what He had promised. And that is why there is not an ecstasy of heart to bless Him and to give thanks.
to honor him because we do not believe that he is able to perform. It is not in the conscience of this generation that Yahweh is able to perform. And so we walk in unbelief and doubt, and we stagger continuously. We oppose every form of correction. We oppose his instruction. We oppose his statutes and his ordinance for our lives to bring about the power of Yahweh's productivity. We need the productivity of Almighty Yahweh. We have sown seeds to transplant. And tomorrow we will begin to transplant. Unless Yahweh sends the rain, unless Yahweh brings the increase and the growth, it shall be no increase, and it shall not be any growth, but it all shall be in vain. But we know that the word of Yah tells us that there's a time of seed sowing. And so we do it in the season and the time that Yahweh commands, because his word is performed by what is already established, because he has already said that. And so that's why we do things according to Yahweh's mandate. We see the examples in Scripture. And because we see that, we know that he is able to carry it out to its fullness, to accomplish the purpose of that thing, to bring about the resolution that is needed in our lives, that he may be all in all in us, and that we will do as Abraham did. We will give honor unto Yahweh. Scripture tells us those that praise Yahweh honors him. You don't praise Yahweh. You are a perverted liar. You do not honor him, because that is what his word says. Those that praise Yahweh and lift him up, they honor him. Don't tell me you honor him with some verbal expression. You honor him according to his word. You can say what you will or may unless you acknowledge him and praise him and hallelujah, you are not honoring Almighty Yahweh. So Abraham began to shout, dance in the presence of his Abba, because he honored him. He showed him great honor. This is a generation that is staggering. It is a drunken generation. The mind is so inebriated, it cannot comprehend at all. And that is what an inebriated man does, or a woman. He or she cannot understand. They have no understanding of direction. They have no equilibrium. Their peripheral is gone. They can't see to the left or to the right. And that's what this generation is. It is one that cannot see. It is one that cannot comprehend the importance of the instructions of Almighty Yah. It resents that. Why? Because it is one that is staggering. It doesn't believe what Yahweh says. It doesn't believe that Yahweh is going to destroy the wicked. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets Almighty Yah. And so it doesn't believe that. It doesn't believe what Yahweh says. So it staggers and it opposes Yah, and it rises up in its own arrogance, its own haughtiness. And you sense the pride of that nation, that people, that generation, because it rejects, diametrically opposes Yahweh, because it cannot believe the promises because of unbelief. Without Emunah, we cannot please him. Unless we have the faith of HaMashiach, we cannot please Yahweh at all. And that faith is to do all things to please him. But Abraham did not stagger. He counted him more than Abel. He knew that he was faithful to perform. To perform. And Yahweh is able to perform. Without the knowledge of his performance, we will never know what he can perform. He spoke unto Solomon here in 1 Kings chapter 6. I want you to turn there expeditiously, quickly. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 11. We do not have the word of Yahweh coming unto us today because we resent, because we revolt against what he says. 1 Kings 6:11, scripture says, and the word of Yahweh came unto Solomon. We must understand, brothers and sisters, only Yahweh is able to execute all things. So the word of Yahweh came unto Solomon, and this is what Yahweh spoke unto Solomon. Concerning this Behat, this house, are we not the living tabernacle, the house, the Behat of Almighty Yah? So he will instruct us how to furnish this house, how to build it, where the chief cornerstone should be. Will he not do that? This house of Solomon that he built for Yahweh, it is an example of what we should be in the excellence of the Spirit of Almighty Yah. So concerning this bed which you are building, Yahweh says this now, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep some of my mitzvot, to keep what? He said, you must keep all that I command you. Keep all of my mitzvot to walk in them, to live it, to obey it, to keep it, to consider it, to let it be alive in your life, to do as Yah commands and instructs. Look what he says. Then, do you hear that? Only then will I perform my word with you, which I spoke to David, your avat. If you do what I command you, only then will I perform the words that I have spoken unto your avat, David, unto Abraham, only then will I perform it. Now we are a people, and this generation, we do not like the restraints of Almighty Yah. We do not, our flesh oppose it. Our flesh doesn't like that. He gives us disciplines in life that cause our lives to be shaped, to cause our thinking, our minds to be shaped according to what he has commanded. And he said, Solomon, now you walk in my statutes, there are limitations. You walk in my mitzvah. You walk in my judgments. He said, and you keep all of my mitzvot. Everything that I have written, you keep it all. Then you will begin to see the power of the performance of my word in your life. Did Solomon walk in all that he commanded him? He did not. And yet the performance of the word of Yahweh, it still was manifested. He was brought down. He told him who to marry, and he went against that. He told him who to fellowship with, and he went against that. He told him what nations to be enjoined with, and those to oppose, and he went against that. And he caused the kingdom of Yahweh to be brought or split in two. Now I want you to hear this, that is what we have caused today. We have caused a nation, we are a nation, a people, a Kodesh nation, a royal priesthood. We have caused the nation to be split. We're trying to walk in the nation of the Gentiles, of the carnal nature, and we're trying to walk in the nation or the nature of the spiritual man, Yahshua HaMashiach. We are trying to hold fast to the first Adamic man, and then we are trying to cleave hold unto the second man, the second Adam, which is a quickening power or the living spirit of the word of Yahweh. And yet we've caused this divisiveness, this divide in our own minds. Trying to hold fast to that which is carnal, and to see whether Yahweh will perform in the spiritual realm. It's not going to work. This was a spiritual law that he spoke unto Solomon. He did not speak on some carnal implication. He spoke with a spiritual law. Every word that Yahweh speaks is spiritual. It's a word of life and power. It has life in it. It has death in it. Everything that he says. So he informs him, now if you do these things, then I will perform my words. I will perform the words. You think that that was simply meant for Solomon? He was a metaphor of us. And all that he possessed, he saw that there was only one true love. The true love of Yah. That's why we see in the Psalms of Solomon that one. Although he had concubines and wife, Yah intended for him to have one. And his heart was given unto her. That's who he desired above all. One. And that's the intention, and that should be the intent of our motive and our heart unto Almighty Yah. He should be one. He should be the prima donna. He should be the preeminent. He should be the first priority. He should be the only thing in our lives. The only person, the only thing that has any value of anything at all. And Solomon had the multitude of wives, and yet that little one, she was above all of them. She had the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. She had everything to fulfill his heart. She had everything to cause the gladness and the joy and his strength to rise above the power of his flesh. And he was a mighty man. He was mighty because Yahweh promised that unto his forefathers. That's why he was mighty, because it was a promise of Yah. He performed his word. He executed. He established his word. And these are metaphors, these examples in scripture are for us for the end time at the latter time. But because we stagger, because of our unbelief, oh, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. It makes no difference. He's still going to perform. I don't like that. It makes no difference whether you like it or not. He always says, I'm going to perform. I will perform my word if you do what I command you. If you keep my restrictions in your life, if you keep my ordinance that you will bring the proper oblations and the proper gifts unto me in the offerings. He tells you to come before him with the offering of Iyada, thanksgiving. And we find ourselves in such a staggering position because of unbelief. You don't even know how to thank him. You wonder why even there is no performance of the power of Yahweh's word in your life. You wonder why there is nothing happening out of you, because you are a rebellious house. Scripture says that. That's why we stagger. Resent what he says. And we show him we resent it. That's why we stagger. That unbelief has caused us to become so drunken with the cares of this life that the word of Yahweh has been choked out with the deceitfulness of riches and your own lust and your own sin controlling your own love. Abraham did not allow that. He said, I won't stagger. He said to Solomon, obey what I command you, and you will see my performance. Because we do not obey, because we cannot hear, because we will not receive, we never see the performance in our lives, in our marriages, our homes, our children, because we are a rebellious house. And that is what Scripture says. There are things that impede and inhibit the power of the Word of Yahweh to have a performance in our lives. When there is a true performance, we will see the power of that word executed in us. We will see the successful conclusion of that word in our lives when it finishes its course. We see very little of that. Examine your own hearts. And don't look to your neighbor. Examine your own hearts. Examine your own mind. And you question that. And you will find out exactly where you are. You will know whether there is a performance. And if it's based upon the word or it's based upon your carnal ideologue of your own opinion and your own judgment. See, your own opinion is simply a judgment. Yahweh says to Solomon, keep my mishpah, my judgment, my tzaddik, my righteous judgment. That's what he told him. He said, when you see that, when you begin to do those things, and if you hold fast to those things, you will see the performance of this house, and you will see the mighty power of my word manifested in this house, and you will know that there is a performance by me. Listen to this carefully. I want you to hear this. I'm going to read it now. You can write it down, but I want you to hear this. It says in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25. Ezekiel 12:25. Yahweh speaks, he says, do you all hear this? He says, for I am Almighty Yahweh, I am the Most High One. I am the Sovereign One. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It will have a performance. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, says the Sovereign Almighty Yah. He said, your rebellious house, I'm going to tell you what shall befall you, what shall come upon you, and I am going to perform it because you are rebellious. Whatever I say, I am Almighty Yahweh. I am the Sovereign Ruler. I'm the Mighty Creator. He says, I want you to know that I'm going to speak the words. I will speak them. And you're going to know that I have spoken those words. And what I have spoken, it shall come to pass. So if it comes to pass, then there has to be a performance. It has to be an execution. It has to be fruition of what he has spoken. He says, and you are a rebellious house. You are an idolatrous, witchcraft people, seduced by this nation of Cain. You go running greedily after the error of Balaam. You will not follow after the living hope that is in Yahshua. He said, and what I shall speak, it shall be performed. This is a generation that has mocked Yahweh. It doesn't believe nothing at all. We struggle with the just mere necessities of scripture hope to believe them. And the reason we struggle is because of our own unbelief. There is no performance in our lives, not because of your husband or your wife or your children. It is because of your own unbelief. It is not because what someone is doing or others has done. Yahweh has spoken it, hasn't he not? Is he able to perform it? He is able to perform it. And because we have unbelief, we don't trust him, we cannot see the power of his word being executed in our lives. And when there's a performance, there is an execution. When there is a performance in the secular sense, is there not an execution? You have a worldly singer that gets on the stage, he or she sings. There's an execution, isn't it? Is that not a completion of that? Is that not a beginning and an end? The beginning of the word of Yahweh is when he speaks it. The ending of it is when it is manifest, it is performed in our lives, that we will give honor to him, because we know by no other conclusion that Yahweh has concluded this. Because we have no faith in him, we don't believe it. We're not going into the kingdom with that kind of mindset. We're not going. This is a rebellious house. It staggers all the time at the truth of Yahweh. It doesn't hold fast to the word of Yah. And that is why we're so full of unbelief. That's why we're so full of unbelief. We don't believe what he says. We have no confidence in what Almighty Yahweh says, because we stagger continuously at the word of Yah. I want to show you the excellence of the love of Almighty Yahweh toward his elect, his people. Shaul says in Philippians chapter 1, as he speaks to them of the assurance of Almighty Yah and what Yahweh is able to do. He says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, Shaul and Timotheah, the servants of Yahshua HaMashiach. And he addresses this letter to all the Jerusalems in Messiah Yahshua, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. So he did not address this to the world. He addressed this to the Jerusalems, the people of Yah. That's what he said. He says, the free unmerited ahava, the love and favor be to you, and shalom, peace, from Yahweh our Abba, and from our Master, from our Redeemer, Yahshua HaMashiach. He says, I want to tell you, I want you to understand, I give thanks, I thank Yahweh, upon every thought or remembrance of you. I bless him. I barak Yah. I yada Yah. For my mind is just placed upon you, on every thought of you. Can I ask you a question? And you aren't being honest. Do you give thanks unto Yah for your wife, your husband, your brothers and sisters? Even you're not even reminded of them, are you? Do you think about wives, your husbands being out there? Do you give thanks unto Yah? You husbands, do you thank Yah? Do you look at your wives and just yada Yah, your children? Awful quiet, isn't it? Because we are a generation that we are a mindless generation. What a profoundness of Shaul and Timotheah. He says, every time I think of you, I just bless Yahweh. I barak, I shout unto Almighty Yah. He says, always in some prayer, in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. We don't even pray with joy, do we? You don't even pray with joy. There is no press even to pray. There's no delight in prayer. It's almost like an obligation that is unmerited unto Almighty Yah. It's one thing that He will uncover your filthy, whorish, abominable lifestyle. You may try to hide in your corrupt, self-righteous flesh, but He is going to expose you. Now that is just a fact. You can dress yourself up like a Jezebel and paint yourself. You can put on your fictitious, phony smile as though that you're vivid and alive for Him. But He will show you what's in your life. Is that all right? I like it that way. I like it strong, direct, forceful. That's the way I like it. I don't like it shallow, weak, trying to cut around every corner, making sure you don't stomp this wicked generation, that mindset, that corrupt mind, to stomp it out, root it out by the root. You can't have a love for this world or a love for Yahweh. There's a duplicity there. Yeah, there's a duplicity there when you got a love. You say you have a love of Yah and a love of the world, because that is contradictory. And there is no duplicity in Yah. None whatsoever. There's no contradictory in Almighty Yahweh. None whatsoever. He says, in all of my prayers, I'm mindful of you. When I make requests, I do with such a great ecstasy of great joy. I do that because of you. He said, for your fellowship in the message from the first day until now. Shaul says, I want to give you some sense of confidence. Being confident, assured, with assurance, with a great sense of confidence. Being confident of this very thing. If nothing else I'm confident of this. That He, now who is the He? Yah, Almighty Yahweh, which has begun a good work in you. You see, Yahweh has begun the work, will perform it until the day of Yahshua HaMashiach. So if Yahweh has begun the work in you, He will perform it until the power, the testimony, the witness, and the life of Yahshua HaMashiach rise in these earthen vessels. We are far from the mark. We are far from the mark. We are far from the mark. It's because of your staggering of unbelief. Because of your unfaithfulness. Not that He is unfaithful. Because of you. I don't want to kid myself. I don't want to be a phony. I don't want to be a pretender. I don't want to be a liar, soothsayer. I want the direct truth. Yeah, tell me. That's what I want. Show me. Yahweh begins the work. He say, you ought to have confidence that I'm able to perform it. Until this resurrected power and life of Yahshua HaMashiach come alive in you. And you will know that that life is in you when you, when your mind, your desire is one to please Almighty God, everything you do. And your speak, and your walk, and your talk, your actions will all please Him. Everything will do. You can't take this word and not mix it. It has to be a mixture of faith. There is no admixtures of the word of Yah, the faith of Yah, with some kind of a carnal, fleshly desire of the flesh. There is no admixturing of that. The word must be mixed with faith. You sisters, can you bake a nice cake if you just pour the flour in a bowl and put sugar and vanilla extract or whatever, the eggs? All you're going to do is do that, put water, put them in the pan. Will you have anything? Would it be a mess? Is it palatable? Will you enjoy it if you ate that? So Yahweh's not enjoying what's coming out of us. There must be a mixture. There must be a mixture. You're not going to have anything that you won't have anything that the dogs smell. That they're no, I don't want that. That will not taste good. It will not. And so we are trying to have this admixture. We're trying to add flesh with the spiritual things. And it's not going to work. I want to tell you all of your little petty, nickel, dime, frizzle, fragile emotion, it doesn't mean a nicker's worth of cock's puke. And the old cock over there when he, it means nothing. Your emotional downshot has no value at all. None. We must be a people that have an expectation of Almighty Yah, because He has one of us. Keep my statutes. Do all of my mitzvot. Keep my judgment, my mitzvot, with justice. Make sure that they're right. And when we began to do those things, I will perform. You will see the performance of my word. I want to see the power of His word perform. I'm not talking about this hellish, wicked trash they call Christianity. It's not the performance of the word of Yah. These are devious powers of hell. These are the dark root things of darkness. Shatan moves and takes power and territory in the minds of those subjects because they have resisted the truth and rejected the truth. We are people that are not seeing the performance of Yah. Because of our rebelliousness, our staggeredness, our drunkenness, our unbelief, we do not see the performance of Almighty Yah. And Jehu says, I pray for you with joy. But I want to tell you that Yahweh has began to work in you. He began it the day that He said, I will do a new thing in Israel. I will write my Torah in the life of Israel. And HaMashiach came to make that alive. That is the born again birth and the power of this renewed birth, brothers and sisters. In the natural, they had no ability. That's why the Torah was a schoolmaster. They had to take it constantly and have it before their eyes. Yahweh said, I will do a new thing. I will put it in your life. I will write it there. And when the Ruach comes, He will make it alive. And you will know that I am the one that has spoken, that I have performed this. And because of that, you will give me honor. And you will know you honor Yahweh because you will praise Him. When you don't praise Him, you don't honor Him. I say to this rebellious generation of hypocrisy, when you don't praise Him, you don't honor Him. When you don't praise Yahweh, you don't honor Him. Period. You that praise Yahweh, you honor Him. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Yahweh speaks to Israel. He says, I speak a word of encouragement to you. I want you to see this in Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Micah chapter 7 verse 18. What a profound introduction. Yahweh's promises and His encouragement to Israel that He is able to perform things, to carry it out. He says in Micah chapter 7 verse 18, He says unto them, who is a mighty one like unto you? Who is mighty like Almighty Yahweh? Who has the strength, the power, the character? You know, it is so profound that what Yahweh has done. You think of gravity. That because of the restraint of gravity, man trying to build something or to erect a building farther than it should go, it will just crumble. It will fall down. And Mount Everest is at the zenith of how high anything can go upon the earth. And who built that? Yahweh did. He is mighty. There is no one mighty like Him. That's why He is known as the Most High. Yahweh is the Most High One. He can never be a pagan God or Lord. He is the Most High. He says, you are so high that you pardon iniquity, those that are lawless, those that are not ruled by the Torah. And you pass by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. He retains not His anger forever, because Yahweh, He delights in mercy. Verse 19, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities and will cast all of their sins into the depth of the sea. Now, man doesn't even know the depth of the sea. That is one thing that he has never been able to conquer. He cannot even go to the depths of the sea, nor to the outer extremities of the Shemayim. Now, this is the power of the Most High. Who is able to do this? Can we do this? Of our personal strength. Now, what he is trying to do is characterize his power. He is saying to us, if I can do that, can I not perform what I say? Can I not do it? Why stagger at what I say? Just believe me. And when you believe me, you will honor me. And I will know you're honoring me because you will bless me. You will praise me. And that is Yah's truth. Verse 20. He says, you will perform the truth of Yaakov and have mercy upon Abraham, which you have sworn unto our avot from the days of old. You will perform the truth. And every word that Yahweh speaks, is it the truth? So he must perform the truth unto Yaakov, unto Yisrael. He will perform. Why can we not see that performance? Yisrael, he will not let the heavenly messenger of Yahweh go until he blessed him, until he performed what he knew that Yahweh was able to do. And so he held fast to that messenger because he knew that he had come from Almighty Yahweh. And we do not hold fast to the messenger of Yahweh. Who is he? He is the living word. He is Yahshua. If he is the most vital thing in our lives each day, or is he even in our thoughts? Does he shape our thoughts? Does his mind form our thoughts and our thinking? Come on, brothers and sisters. Or is it your own cravings and lusts and your own greed and your superficial lifestyles? What forms the basis of your joy and your character? Is it the living word of Almighty Yah? Now, it's best to be honest, because he says no liar shall tarry before him. When a man is honest, then he is able to be purged and cleansed. But what a man is this, that he shows the hilt of hypocrisy and deception. So it's best to be honest. And don't put on, as Evangelist Horn would say, this false facades. You know, the facade is something that, and that's what they're doing on most buildings today. They put styrofoam out front. The old master masons and the old master builders, they use true material. They formed and they built and they used bricks and blocks. And now today they put facades out. Looks pretty, looks nice, but it cannot withstand the test of time. You see facial moldings on buildings that have lasted 100 years. But this trash today, every 4, 5, 6 years, 10 years, they got to do a refurbishing of it. Because there's nothing genuine. There's false. It's superficial material. Is that the real stuff? And that is why Yahweh must constantly purge us and cleanse us because of our own superficialness. We're very false in our actions toward Him. Shaul says, I Bless you always when I think of you. I pray for you with joy. Do we consider praying for those that are in tremendous diverse circumstances that we do with joy? Or is it just emotion that we go through? We must be honest with what's in us. And if we're not honest, Abraham was honest. Well, he made a mistake with Sarah. And Yahweh said, if you touch her, I'll destroy your king. Amalek. He said, we'll bring you down. He knew that Yahweh would destroy him. And he didn't touch you either. Abraham just were a little afraid, that's all. You stand before the king, he has life and death and the power of life and death in his hand. Even the natural king has that. Let me move. He says, and you will perform the truth. Well, what is the truth? Will he perform the truth of Yaakov or to Yaakov? What is the truth? Is Yahweh from everlasting to everlasting? Is this Torah the truth? Can he not perform the Torah in us? Can we live by the power and sinless by the strength and the life of Torah through Yahshua HaMashiach? You're not going to do it without HaMashiach. We got this religious sect out here, and these sects think they're going to do it without him. They are deceived their own minds. There's no power of life to the Torah without the witness of that testimony. That is the life of Torah. Because he came to establish the strength, the viability, and the life, and the importance of the power of Yahweh's Torah and his word. He's the living word. He was not lawless. He was without sin. And for one to be without sin, there has to be a restraint or an order that they must carry out to say that I followed it to the tilt. It must be. If we had no laws or no speed limits out here, how could they stop you for speeding? Can't do it, can they? But they say 60, 55 out here, 60. You're doing 85, they're going to stop you. You may get by with 70. 85, you can forget it. They're going to stop you. And if they stop you, they're going to give you a ticket too. And if you're going too fast, they will take your license right then and make you walk. You better have someone to call. And they will impound your vehicle. They can do that. If you're 15 miles over the speed limit, they can do it. Many times they don't do it, but they can. So only Yahweh is able. He is able. He will perform the truth. He will perform the truth. Was not HaMashiach the performance of the truth to Yisrael? He said, I will perform the truth to Yaakov, to Yisrael. Did he not perform the truth? He said, think not that I've come to destroy the Nabis or the Torah, but I came to perform it, to fulfill it, to perform what Yahweh spoken. Because it is life. When we find ourselves obeying Yahweh, we will find Yahweh performing many things in our lives. Because we don't do it, we are a people that is drunken and sedated with our flesh. We can't get out of the fleshly realm. We're miserable as hell. There's no joy of his emunah, of his faith in us. There's no joyfulness because you're not doing what he says. I don't care what you say. No, the excuse lies with you. The reason is you. It's not the circumstance. It's you. Hallelujah. And if this is if you're in a wicked environment, then you ought to be vexed daily with the wickedness of the unrighteous men, their conversations. Hallelujah. That is the truth. The Messiah, as he spoke to us, he is the power of this promise of Almighty Yahweh. He is the power of this promise. Look what he says in Jeremiah 33. This message that Jeremiah spoke, the power of Messiah and the promised hope of Messiah. And it shall bring about this fulfillment of this happiness in the time for Yahweh's people. He says in Jeremiah 33 verse 14, Yahweh says, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, and I will perform. Now this is what Yahweh says. Is every word of Yahweh pure and tough? He said, and I will perform that tough thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and unto the house of Yehuda. I will make them one. I will bring them that they shall be one in Yahshua. In those days, same thing with Israel and the heathens, the Gentiles. They are one in Yahshua. In those days, and at that time, I will cause, listen now, the branch of righteousness, the Sadiqah, the branch of righteousness, to grow up unto David, and he will execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Yehuda be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness. Now he says to us, has he not performed that tough thing that he promised he would do? That magnificent, wonderful thing in Yahshua? Did not Yahweh perform that? Did he not cause us to have this life that comes forth out of the branch of righteousness? So we know that Yahweh can, and he does perform. He executes. He brings it to pass. He brings the fulfillment of that thing. And that is why we're going to be without any kind of excuse. But we stagger, brothers and sisters. It is because of our unbelief. We just don't believe Yahweh. This is the generation that wants to be convinced. And you're not going to convince this wicked, immature, childish, sadistic, rebellious generation. You're not going to convince it. Yahweh's not going to compel you. He's not going to try to force you to believe him. We believe him because there is emunah, there's faith. We don't see it, but there in that belief or what we hear, we know there is hope in our lives, in our living because of that. And if you think he's going to compel you to pray, compel you to love, he is not going to do that. He tells you to love him with everything that is in you. Because we stagger with unbelief, we don't see the reciprocation or the receptacle, the reciprocation of that love that we ought to have for him, then we will see reciprocated. Come on, brothers and sisters. If one truly loves one, then they will see a reciprocation of that. Even when the one is cold or the one does them wrong, they get a great joy out of doing what is right to do. If you do what's right to do, there's a reward in that. This is a sadistic-minded generation. You do me that way, I'll do you that way. Well, what reward is that? You know, the children pray all the time and they will say, and we don't do evil because someone does evil to us. We won't do wrong or treat them bad. Many times they're hitting at each other because that one, Omega, did joy this way. Joy gets back at her. And they pray like that. That's how they pray. But you don't render evil for evil. You do that which is tough. That's what you do. And this is the mindset that we think like that, though. We charge you our way like that. Because our own evil propensity. So we think he's that way. He is not that way. He is going to perform everything that he said he would. Whether you believe that or not, he is going to perform it. And Messiah is this promise to us. He is this hope of Yehuda. He is the performance of the truth to Israel. And that's what he is. He is the hope of the Torah. He is the life of Torah. And that has been performed to us. And unless we begin to receive what is written and believe it, then we will never see the performance of Yahweh. You must understand that the power and the strength of emunah comes by the hearing of the word of Yah. We must hear it, and we don't like to hear it. That's why the enemy has our minds on everything that is superficial, that is false. We can't even concentrate on Yahweh. Our minds are so lucid on everything but what is the hope. And we find ourselves so far removed from him. Our minds distracted by the least of little things. And that is not right. What is man that Yahweh is mindful of him? Do you understand that he's mindful of us? And that he visited us every day. Are we truly mindful of him? Is he on our mind sometime or no time? The latter. Hallelujah. Yahweh speaks unto Israel in the midst of their captivity in Babylon. He says, now, you're going into Babylon because I said it. Because of your sins, you're going. And you're going to suffer until that time. Now, look what Scripture says in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, chapter 29. I want to read verse 4 and then I want to drop down to verse 8 because of time. It says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4. This says Yahweh of hosts. He identifies his character, not his ability. Jeremiah 29, verse 4. This is what Yahweh of hosts says, the sovereign ruler of Israel, unto all that are carried away captivity. Look at this now. Whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Now Yahweh says, I have caused you to be carried away because of your sins and your wickedness. And this is the generation that you are carried away into Babylon. That's why many are confused. The mindset is distracted of the world. That is the spirit of this confusion of Babylon. They don't know which way they want to go. It's such an ignorant, superficial, stupid generation. None like it before. Never been one like this. It's being inbred. It's almost a heathenish generation. One of the most heathenish people upon the face of the earth. You see it. Especially in this nation. Raising up renegades that have no loyalty to parents, laws, or any kind of Torah at all. He said, now I have caused you to go into captivity. I'm the one that have caused you to go into captivity. Verse 8. For this says Yahweh of hosts, sovereign ruler of Israel. He reminds them who he is. He said, I want to tell you something. Now I want you all to pay attention to what I'm reading, all right? You that have a text, you get the book and you open it. He said, let not your prophets, your nabis, let not your prophets and your diviners. Now I want you all to open the text, young sister. You open the text now. You make sure you open the book. He said, let not your prophets nor your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Now is that a command unto Yahweh? He said, don't let them deceive you. Your prophets, your diviners, don't let them deceive you. Is this generation being deceived? Is this a generation that is carried away with this Babylonian spirit? One of the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's all it's carried away with. He said, neither hearken to your dreamers, which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith Almighty Yah. For this says Yahweh, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. Were they in captivity 70 years or 69? He said 70. He said after the 70 years, he said, then I will visit you and perform my top word toward you in causing you to return to the place that I had already established for you. Now what he is trying to do to us today is to cause his top, his wonderful word to be established in us. That we return unto the place that we should be. And that place is that he should be our first love. We should love him with all of our love, all of our mind, all of our strength. Do you truly love him that way? Come on, look to your neighbor and say, do you love him that way? Come on, look to someone. Turn to someone else and ask them. Come on, do you love him that way? Now you answer the question in your own life. You don't even know what love is. Do you know how you know you love him? Who can tell me how you know you love him? We're an ignorant generation. Who can tell me? Who can tell me? No, that's all right. Who can tell me? Come on. Do you know how you know you love him? We're an ignorant people. We're very sottish, stupid people. We're a stupid generation. Do you know how you know you love him? Do you know how you know? Come on. Some of y'all don't even know that. It is sad. You are pitiful. You are a sad individual. You don't know how you know you know how you know you love him. You know that? You're wondering, you got doubt. I know how I know I love him. If any man says he loves me, keep not my mitzvot, he's a liar.